All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are so grateful to have you with us today. And in season 7, we are talking about betrayal trauma, intimacy, betrayal, and that deep, deep, deep wounding and trauma that follows. Today, the conversation is around emotional emancipation, and it is around, am I dating my mom or my dad? I want to talk a little bit about both and what those things mean. You may have heard the term emotional incest. You might also have heard it termed triangulation. It's really important that we visit this topic for at least 10 minutes, okay? We're going to talk about why that is important, both to better understand your partner's sexual addiction and compulsivity. And we'll talk a little bit more about this in depth in season 8. But as a betrayed partner, you do want to understand the importance of emotional emancipation and any triangulation or emotional incest that your partner may have experienced in their childhood and upbringing. Even more importantly, you might want to understand your own, because that dynamic continues to show up throughout all romantic relationships, and that dynamic throughout not just adolescence and relationships, but adulthood and, you know, committed relationships and marriages. So let's take a moment to break that down and understand why it might be important to start going back in time, spending some time with your younger self, and looking at what dynamics were at play in your household. And were you in any way emotionally incested or triangulated in your family of origin? Oftentimes, this happens with the same-sex parent. We hear things like, oh, daddy's little girl. It literally makes me cringe. We hear these things, right? It's the same thing also with same-sex, you know, parent. So we also see it with young women and their mothers. We see it with young men and their fathers. But we often see it with the mother of the household most often. And honestly, this is a bias, but I think we most often see it because they are carrying the weight, the emotional weight, burdens, and baggage oftentimes for the entire system. And so the kids are kind of set up to meet needs for the most burdened, emotionally burdened parent, okay? It's never really put this way in the textbooks, okay? But as a mother myself, I think it's important to understand that there's only so much weight that any of us can carry as individuals, as humans, as partners, and as parents, okay? And if one of the partners in a relationship is particularly burdened, that shows up in the family system in the way that the kids will often try to step in to meet that need of that parent. So, for instance, triangulation or emotional incest can occur for we'll say, in an opposite sex parent. So a son might try to meet the emotional needs of a mother. Okay. And that might be kind of a setup. Maybe mom really is allowing this child to meet their emotional needs. And sometimes it goes a little beyond that. Maybe it's also a need for physical touch. Maybe it's also a need for connection. Maybe it's also a need for intimacy. Maybe it's also a need for socialization. So the child starts playing the role that is meant to be played by the partner. In this case, you know, the husband or spouse, right? And so this is when we start to look at emotional incest, okay? And this is just so common because we have family systems that are burdened, they're stressed, they're overwhelmed, they're managing too much. And it is very hard not to allow other members in that system to meet needs, okay? But sometimes that happens for a long time, a prolonged period of time, and it becomes a role that is being acted out in that system. And so when the child starts playing the role of daddy's little princess, or, you know, the son is playing the role of, you know, mom's white knight who's protecting her from all of her negative relationships, right? There starts to become just a really toxic dynamic there. And what happens later on in adolescence when you start trying to separate from your family of origin, you start trying to separate, there's parts of that parent that is pulling you back in. They're pulling you back in because they've become dependent on their children, codependent on their children. So when the children are trying to push back or leave the nest, they're getting this resistance, and it is a time of great, great confusion. And the child starts to feel responsible for what is to become of mom or dad, right? And so these are things that will show up in your future relationship. Like if you have learned to meet those needs, you know, you get negative reinforcement from that, but you also get positive reinforcement from that. So you also, there's secondary gain in these positive emotions that come with it. You also are angry, you're frustrated, and you want to resist it. But at the same time, it's like, see how important I am. See how much mom and dad need me. See how they love me when I do X, Y, or Z. Okay. So all of that to say, it's a very trying time, and you start to play a role and you start acting those roles out in future relationships. This is probably a dynamic that, whether you're aware or not aware of it, is at play in your addicted relationship right now. Your addicted or early recovery relationship. And honestly, it's in early recovery that you really start to notice the push and the pull in those dynamics in your relationship. That's why I really just wanted to take some time to point it out that when this has happened early in life and you have started to play any type of caregiver role to a parent, when, by the way, that is not your role, it is your parent's responsibility to care for you. They are not to depend on you. You are to depend on them until you don't need them anymore, and then you let it, you just go on. That doesn't happen in a lot of our homes. So please be willing to take a moment, to take a pause, okay? To go back to our guided meditation on emotional emancipation and think about, how are these dynamics at play in my current relationship, and how can I move to a place of true emotional emancipation and freedom so that you can be a functional and independent adult that is not codependent on any other relationships? Okay, that is so, so important to have healthy, gratifying, fulfilling relationships without any resentment, right? Emotional emancipation is that pathway. It is that path forward. I'm really, really hoping that sometime in the future, we can have Ken Adams come and talk to you guys about the work that he does on emotional emancipation. But if you're not familiar with him, pick up his book, Silently Seduced. I highly recommend it, especially for men in early recovery from sexual compulsivity and even codependency. I really think it's a great and important read. So we will link to that in the show notes as a resource. But in the meantime, go ahead and sit still, listen to our meditation on emotional emancipation, and be willing to do that deeper level work so that you can break any bondage and any binds and be untethered in your relationships moving forward. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave, so become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know, it's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.